I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
And I'm down for the sound of... We good to go?
Good to go.
Let's go. Raising hell. Praise, dude, you know what I was just thinking?
What?
First of all, net positive, baby. Welcome in episode 99.
Yo.
I got 99 problems, and this podcast ain't one.
Nah.
Is what year do you think that song came out?
2001.
Does everybody know that reference?
No.
Well, how old do you have to be to get that reference?
You have to be 20, at least 28.
I got 99 problems. That's a, yeah, you have to be, if you're 26, you don't know what that is.
I don't think so. I'm also looking at
it. Don't know.
2003.
Really?
Mm.
All right. So that, but it was in the lore of pop culture for, let's give it 5 years. 2003. Yeah. I got 99 problems. Was it Jay-Z?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was rolling around Lilburn, Georgia in a Volvo with the windows down and a subwoofer I bought. Off of my buddy on the tennis team.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got problems.
Throwing up Hove.
Who was it? my friend was telling me about her brother's friend is in college, and he got suspended from the team or something for like smoking weed.
Yeah.
And you look back on weed smoking in college. I go, dude, if this is too much for you, just wait. If college is like anxiety, just wait, bro. Life is coming for you.
I don't know if college kids are using it as self-medication.
Oh,
I think it might be more of just a recreational
good time.
Have a good time.
They're not
thing.
Stressed.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They're not drinking to run away from problems.
The problems are coming.
Yeah.
The problems are running to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Later.
The 99 come later. They just have really one. It's just
yeah,
class.
They're just chilling.
That's the only problem they have.
When does it switch over?
To adulthood?
No, when does it switch over to you're like, oh, you're using this as an escape?
When do substances go from fun to
That's what they say in rehab. They're
really
like,
funny.
It's helpful until it's not anymore.
Yeah.
So you're like, yeah, it switches over.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then it never goes back.
Maybe it switches over in your late 20s.
You think so?
30.
I don't know.
Any possible abuse of substances, I feel like if you're not, you know, you can still go to your job if you're in your 30s. No, if you're in your 20s, you're fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or they're gonna
20s, you get an excuse.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, it's just a kid.
He's not stressed smoking weed.
Yeah, let kids be kids.
That comes later.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're not stressed, baby. And we're coming on the road, baby. This weekend we're going to Buffalo, New York, Toronto, Erie, Pennsylvania, end of March, Durham, North Carolina, Macon, Georgia, Chattanooga, April, Rochester, St. Paul, Duluth, all in Minnesota. Three shows in Minnesota. Let's go. Dude,
nice.
We're back. They just banned Uber, by the way.
Minnesota?
No, they just banned the Twin Cities banned Lyft. San Jose, Santa Rosa, and Redding. Three shows in California end of April. And then Dayton and two shows in Lexington, Ohio. May, we're coming to Lincoln, Nebraska, Des Moines, Grand Forks, North Dakota. June, we're rounding out the 150 show plus emotional support tour, Charleston, West Virginia, Baltimore, Newark, New Haven, Portland, Tacoma, and wrapping up the entire U.S. leg. Oh, we've been to Canada too, in Spokane, Washington on June the 16th, baby.
150 shows.
150, bro.
Flex, bro.
We out here. We coming in relaxed, ready,
mm-hmm.
gassed up. Because of our good friends at Miracle Made, baby, the sheet of all sheets, baby. Get in there. Miracle Made sheets. I woke up on them this morning. Did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality if you wake up too hot or too cold? I highly recommend you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets inspired by NASA. Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics and makes temperature-regulating bedding so you can sleep that perfect temperature all night long. Let's go. You and your husband, you and your wife, whoever, arguing about what the temperature should be. I'm going to have what this side cool as the other side of the pillow. Get some Miracle Made sheets, baby. Self-cooling properties, self-cleaning, comfort, and quality designed for your skin. Go to trymiracle.com/netpositive to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for someone you're trying to date, just kidding, don't do that. If you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo NetPositive at checkout, you get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Let's go. 20% plus 40% is 60%. Andrew.
What was the question?
I'll see. No. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/netpositive and use the code NETPOSITIVE. Or check out the link in the episode description below, baby. Let's go.
We're in.
Get in there, baby.
We are in. What is new, yeah. Dude?
Nah, dude. Stacked up show. We're going to get to, I went to the Bristol NASCAR race.
Yep.
We got to get to lots of Nashville things, the Riley Strang case.
Yep.
A lot of people don't know about. We're going to fill you in on that. And TikTok.
Yeah, speaking of bans, you mentioned Liz.
Might be getting banned.
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
I'm a little nervous.
We'll get to that. We'll get to the news. Hot show, baby. No, I was just at the Bristol NASCAR race.
Yeah.
And there was like, you guys are going to kill me for this, but there was like a TikTok influencer suite, which.
Not for long.
Not for long, dude. Yay. All y'all in here, gone. Mm. Okay. So it was a bunch of like TikTokers that were all like that. They invited all of them out. To not me, by the way, I was not in this suite. I was in another suite and my TikToker friends like come to the TikTok suite. Mm-hmm. So I can speak to this with objectivity because I wasn't a part of it.
Got it.
I went to it at the end of the race.
Okay.
So we're all these big TikTokers and I met one of this other guy and we were start talking about another influencer that we were friends with that, I was like, and we were talking about how this person was like very high maintenance, right?
Yep.
Not going to drop any names, and how this person was like not nice to like fans and like not nice to like us. And I go, guys, listen. And I feel like as the, I wouldn't say the elder statesman here, but oh, actually, when's this episode coming out?
This week.
You know what this week is?
What?
I was born March the 20th, 1984.
Wow, dude.
You know what that makes it?
Your birthday.
And what birthday?
Your 40th.
My 40th birthday.
How's that feel?
On Wednesday.
Yep.
The day this audio comes out. The day this comes out is I'm turning 40.
Wow.
Wow, dude.
Dang. Any words for your future 40 self?
You know what? We had a good run. Mm. 30s was a good run. Anybody in their 20s, 30s is it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Let me say this. Well, I'm going to get back to the TikTok thing.
Sure.
Let me get off on this tangent. Okay. I cannot stand any comedian. We went to see a comedian. I'm not going to mention a name, but was just going off on how they were old.
Mm.
And I was like, just die then. I've heard 1,000 comedians be like, once you turn 30, I've heard this bit 1,000 times. When I was in college, I tore my Achilles playing basketball. Yesterday, I tore it reaching for the remote.
Right.
Heard that 1,000 times. 1,000 times. And I was leaving and I was like talking to Lydia. I go, I just like, it's like self-fulfilling. Everybody, you know, like perfect example. Have you ever seen the memes or like me when I made the plans versus me now having to do them?
Yeah.
Okay. I went to a party on Saturday afternoon. My buddy from Bible study invited me to his party. Lydia was out of town. He's like, come by my, we're having a shrimp fry or something. Never been to his house. Close with him. Never been to his house. Didn't know any of the people there.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you know this feeling. You show up. Everybody's in the backyard.
Yeah.
You knock on the door. Nobody comes to it.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
And you're like, it started 2 hours ago. So I was like, I'm late anyway, but I told him I would come. Dang it. I'm by myself also.
Just standing on the front steps.
Standing. I'm going to have to just go in to a house that I double check the address. All right, I'm just going to have to go in.
Can you hear them?
Yes.
Yeah.
I figured it was them.
Yeah.
And I went back there, walked through the back door, had the absolute time of my life.
Awesome.
It was unbelievable. And I was like, hey, that's not anxiety. That's not social anxiety. That's everybody. Mm. You know, like, oh, I don't want to do it because my social anxiety. No. Everybody's like nervous to like do. It's like, I feel like, what's her name? Glennon Doyle. We can do hard things. It was a nightmare. You know what I'm saying?
That is.
I don't know what she is, a therapist or something. He's like, overcome your like, but everybody, nobody wants to do anything. Mm-hmm. Everybody's scared to do anything. And it was like unbelievable. Good. Point is, meaning like, oh, like, I want to be in bed. I want to lay in bed. All I want to do is just, I'm exhausted. I'm like, dude, life is out there.
Yeah.
To be had.
Yeah.
And my body is unbelievable. Mm. Functioning on top tier.
Yeah.
All these things are like self-fulfilling is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Once you become, oh, my body doesn't work anymore. Oh, have you ever seen a kid just running around all day till 10 p.m.? I'm like, I'm trying to get on that level.
Yeah, he's not thinking about back pain.
No, dude.
He's not thinking about rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't think I'm tired. I mean, I woke up, went to the NASCAR race, watched the whole race, drove. I was like, I'm ready to go.
Yeah. My wife always says a body in motion stays in motion.
Yeah, dude, Maggie.
So just keep moving.
Yeah.
Just keep it moving.
Just what? Yeah. Let's go.
Keep
what are we
around.
Doing?
Yeah. You start laying around too much. Your body's going to be like, oh, we don't need to move around.
Idle hands is the devil's workshop. Mm. You're like, all right. So if you're like, is that a Bible verse? Can't be.
I think it might be.
Idle hands is the devil's workshop.
I don't know if it's the devil's workshop.
I'm going to vote it is not actually.
Idle hands is the devil's workshop.
I'm going to vote that there is a Bible verse about idle hands.
Idle hands is also a movie that I saw when I was in high school.
Great title.
Yeah.
Proverbs 16:27-29.
It is.
Idle hands are the devil's workshop. Idle lips are his mouthpiece.
Hey. That is the TLB.
That is the TLB.
What is the TLB? I've never heard of the TLB. Look at that up.
Is the it Testament Bible? Of Long Beach?
What's the TLB? The Living Bible.
The Living Bible.
We'll give it. I mean, not really one of the, it's not in the starting lineup of Bible translations, but we'll give it.
Give me that. What do you want? You want to see that?
NIV. Go to the NIV.
Let's see if we got an NIV in here.
There it is right there. No, we're one more up. There it is.
Where? What am
one
I
up. There it is. There it is.
Down. This one?
Oh, this one down.
Right in front of my face. Perfect. it's a wild translation of the NIV. Read that.
Hold on. Which verse?
This whole thing. This is it.
A scoundrel plots evil and on their lips is a scorching fire.
Yeah.
A perverse person stirs up conflict and a gossip separates close friends. A violent person entices their neighbor and leads them down a path that is not good.
Drastically different. This is putting it on you.
Yeah.
The other one is like, don't be bored because the devil might creep in.
Yeah.
This is like, you scoundrel.
How do you get that?
Are you plotting evil?
How do you get that from that?
Yeah. I'd like to see the original Greek, please.
Yeah.
We're going to need the language of origin. All that.
Everything's a Bible verse and it says like JCV, like John Chris version. Who translated it? Yo.
Dude, you really want to stir up the pot in the Christian world?
Yo.
Release a Bible translation.
Oh, dude.
If you came out with
Devil ain't got no riz.
Yeah, a Christ version.
You have to do the whole thing.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
It'd be wild.
Yo, this go back to that Bible. Go to the Message.
The Message translation.
Yeah, the Message translation. That one's like the most chill.
There you go.
Mean people spread mean gossip.
Bars.
Their words smart and burn.
Mm.
Troublemakers start fights. Gossip breaks up friendships.
Facts.
Callous climbers betray their own friends, very own friends. They stab their own grandmothers in the back. Where did grandmothers come in?
Is this a Drake verse?
Yeah. Where did grandmothers?
What?
Grandmothers were not involved at all.
Y'all be killing y'all's grannies.
Yo, what?
That's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
That's so different.
Calloused climbers betray their very own friends.
That's
like social climbers?
That's
like, what are we doing?
All good advice.
Why didn't they finish? Why is the first sentence like, nah, it's like a fragmented sentence. Their words smart and burn.
No, smart like I think smart is like
the word smart.
Smart can mean like burn.
It's like
oh, okay.
I smart you.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that?
Right. Yeah,
This is supposed to be an updated version.
Yeah.
We're going backwards.
Yeah, it's wild.
Unbelievable.
This is like the intro to a Meek Mill album. Yeah.
Well, we got in our Bible message for the day.
We're good. Yeah. We met our quota.
All right. What I'm saying, I bet there's a lot. All right. We were like out. It was like, we were watching, me and Lydia and Stormy were like watching a game or something, started at 6, ended at like 9, right? Maybe 9:30. Somebody's like, do you want to go to Broadway? And by somebody, I mean me. Mm. They're like, who were like, you ever been like, I'm tired, but like on paper, you shouldn't be tired.
Yeah.
You're like, we've slept plenty. We've been chilling. Like, you're like, I feel tired. But it's like the guy who broke the 4-minute mile. Everybody's like, nobody can run a mile in 4 minutes. That guy does it. Then everybody does it. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, so it's just in your head? Hmm. Oh, so it wasn't, oh, I'm tired. You're like, well, dang, dude, I'm just learning something about myself right now. Because you're like, once you turn 40, I'm tired. Mm-hmm. I'm exhausted. Everything's stressful. Dude, my uncle, it's not even my uncle. Uncle Jay. It's like, got to be pushing 100 at my shows, chilling, living it up. Stays for the meet and greet. He's like, I'm not tired. He's like, it's 10 o'clock.
Sleep when I'm dead.
I'm good.
Yep.
Dang, I'm going to try to embrace that energy.
I don't like that. I'm 31 and I'm like on the same page.
You're like, I'm tired.
I'm like, dude, I'm tired every day.
Yeah. You're like tired from stuff. Yeah. And you're like, dude, everybody's like, I need to go to the doctor because I'm tired. Or like somebody told me, and this is probably, we'll get to the TikTok thing in a second, is like, everybody seems busy because we don't have boredom anymore. Mm. When we were kids, and boredom was like the source of a lot of innovation and like a lot of creativity. Everybody's like busy. Everybody's maxed out, right?
Yeah.
But you're also, everybody spends an average of 5 hours a day on their phone. Mm. So.
That's crazy.
Take this thing away. And I have 2 calls this morning for promo for the weekend on radio stations, right? Mm-hmm. I did the podcast and then I have one at 3:15. Mm-hmm. And then I got to book. Sanford is playing in the NCAA tournament. I got to book a flight.
Yep.
I got 10 hours.
Yep.
Is that busy?
No.
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 But in between, I'm all, and that's like 4 appointments today.
Right.
Dang.
Well, that's like before we started, Andrew was asking you if you're still watching Suits, and you're like, no, I got back on TikTok.
Yeah.
And it's because it's like, that's the only amount of time that you have to swap something in or out is just
there.
That timeline.
So it's, if you go, yeah.
Tiny slot.
But that's like a full of tiny slots.
Yeah.
All day. Because you're like, all right, well, I'm going to get out of here at 12:30. I got a 1:30. So that's... What are you doing there?
It's an awkward hour. I hate awkward hours. That's what that is.
What's happening then?
Yep.
Yeah.
Because you're going to drive back to your place. It's going to take you 20 minutes. Yep. And then you have 40 minutes. And so can't start something. You might as well just scroll.
Yeah.
Start on your John Chris version.
Of the in it. Oh, yeah. I'll be getting in there. In the effort to wrap up topics, back to the NASCAR.
Yeah.
We were all in there and everybody was like, this person is like a nightmare to work with. And this person, we all had like more followers than that person. I was like, you don't deserve to be like that.
Yeah.
And I go, guys, listen, gather, because there's fans up there. And I was like taking photos with everybody and be like, what's up? Good to see you. You know, asking about the race. I go, guys, we're all here. We don't have to work at Staples. Okay. Any opportunity any of us have. And I say this with all sincerity to everybody listening to this podcast. Any possibility, I was on Good Morning America, everywhere, every opportunity I've had, every dollar I've made is because of people that have supported me. Mm-hmm. Every dollar. I go, we're not big enough to be, Richard Petty is down there. He won Daytona 19 times. He can be a jerk. Mm-hmm. We can't. And I go, as soon as I'm more popular, I'm blocking all y'all. I'm just kidding. I didn't say that. But I go, hey, none of us have any ground to stand on to be, act like we're better than anybody. Mm-hmm. And they were like, I was like, no, I'm not even like joking. I'm not even trying to do anything. Put your cameras away. Everybody gather around. If the longer we do this, I will take a photo with every single person I see at the race. I'll talk to everybody. I'll make a video for your aunt if you want to. We can FaceTime her. I mean, the idea that anybody's like, you know, the biggest people on earth are like always the like most friendly.
Yeah.
Like the biggest. They're like, yeah, dude, he's the nicest guy in the world. Mm-hmm. Dude, now he doesn't probably come out in public much, but if he's out, nicest guy in the world.
Yeah.
We just don't have time.
No
time. And Denny Hamlin won the race, so that was a bummer. So we all booed him.
Sorry to
hear. I'm just kidding. I think it's okay to have people that you don't like in NASCAR. People say you can't hate anybody because it's 2023. I'm like, no, dude. I hate when he wins races.
Yeah, that's fair.
But he drove a hell of a race.
Sure.
Heck of a race, baby. Drove a heck of a race. What do you want to get into? TikTok or Lee, let's get to TikTok.
Okay.
Oh, getting blocked.
Let's hit that because you had that on the docket and I don't know what it is.
For last week.
Getting blocked.
Okay. This is kind of in the same vein.
Yep.
Okay. And there's a lot. How much do you get on Twitter?
None.
Never?
None in the last 2 or 3 years. Yeah, I just got off of it.
You're done.
Yeah.
Do you have it on your phone or no?
Yeah, it's on my phone.
But you don't.
It bothers me. I never open it up and get out of it feeling better. I always feel worse or more negative or frustrated because it's just whatever.
Gosh, dude, what about Reddit?
I have Reddit if I'm looking something up, like if I'm trying to go and get like the facts on something or I'm trying to see what people are talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm not browsing it.
So you go Instagram, TikTok.
Yeah.
Back and forth.
YouTube. Yeah.
YouTube?
Yeah.
For what?
Everything.
Long form?
Long form, short form, medium form. Yep.
You go to YouTube. Mm-hmm. You just pop up that and see what's on there.
For sure.
Okay. I saw, and this is, do you have anybody blocked on any app?
I don't think I do.
Andrew?
No.
Anybody? Yeah. I got a handful.
Okay.
Maybe just people that have been like, that have like, I would consider like bullying.
Sure.
Like just repeatedly go over it in any of my comments. All right. So there's like a trend, and maybe it's on TikTok, maybe it's everywhere, about people that like say something to somebody and then they get blocked, right? Mm-hmm. And then they brag. Oh, I'm blocked by Elon Musk. All I did was ask one question about whatever and I'm blocked, right?
Yep.
And there's like a sense of like a medal of honor to being blocked.
Yep.
Right?
Definitely.
By a celebrity.
I would say especially on Twitter too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a medal of honor to being blocked by it's usually a public figure.
Yes.
Because otherwise you wouldn't brag about it.
It's always a public
figure. You're like, I got blocked by my ex-boyfriend. You're like, well, yeah, obviously.
Like, yeah, and the restraining order. So that makes sense. Yeah.
Both. It's like, it's usually celebrity.
Yes.
So you're going after them and they blocked you. And there was a couple like in like Christian circles, right? So one Christian blocked another Christian, both high profile.
Ooh.
And he's like, hey, all I did was ask a question about what do you think, whatever, right?
Yep.
Blocked.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of, say this the most, the way that all the people that like came after me 4 years ago are not doing well.
Sure.
Just the idea that you're going to go out to sow discord publicly to tear someone down, they're not doing well. Mm-hmm. None of them are doing well. And that like the idea of you getting blocked is like not, it's not a badge of honor. You're being annoying. This is like my house. Mm. Your comments, it's yours. You earned it. You built it. Mm-hmm. You're allowed to kick anyone else out of it for anything at all times.
Yeah.
And you think you're being like the righteous one. I'm the whistleblower. I told Drew Barrymore that she's like whatever people say about anybody all the time. It's like not. It's not a badge of honor to be blocked. We're all trying to get along with everybody.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, yep, I knew it. What I'm saying was true. No.
Yeah, it's not, it doesn't like confirm what you were saying.
No.
It just means I'm annoyed at seeing you in my notifications.
Yeah, please, and that stop. Should be of some sort of like, not shame, but like.
It's the Maniscalco bit. Like, aren't you embarrassed?
Aren't you embarrassed?
Like,
yeah.
What are you doing, dude?
What are you doing?
Because the equivalent, like.
I got blocked by Mark Cuban. Yeah, because you're being annoying.
Yeah, like, would you brag about, like, I got kicked out of. I'm not allowed in every bar on Broadway. Yeah. I'm not allowed into any one of them. I got kicked out of home. They
were like, "Why? What were you doing?"
They'd be like, "It sounds like you suck."
I'm taking the side of the person that blocked you.
Yes, yeah,
every time.
Yeah,
every time. Mm-hmm. I got blocked by Mr. Beast. Yeah, because you were being annoying.
Yeah,
and he fired you from his company because you were annoying, and you're still being annoying.
Yeah,
gosh, It just drives me crazy that that's like a badge of honor to be blocked.
It's just such an attention thing. I think it's the ultimate, because it's such a, it is a confirmation of they know who I am now.
Yeah.
Like, the public figure knows me.
God, you said it better than I did.
That's what it is.
See me.
Yes.
Hey, anybody see me.
Yes.
You acknowledge them.
Yes.
And I do it. And my girlfriend also does it too. I go, just block this person. Mm-hmm. She goes, I don't want to acknowledge that I see them.
Yep.
That's what it is.
Yep.
How bad do you need attention? Mm-hmm.
That you'll even take the ultimate negative in that instance and you'll count that as a positive.
Gosh,
there's something deeper there.
Nah, there's something deep. And I was scratching the surface of it. I couldn't quite get to it.
Yeah, it's an attention acknowledgement thing for sure.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
If I got blocked by Drake and I went to,
imagine, dude. Imagine you got blocked. What would you have to do now, to get blocked by Drake?
I don't know. Be Bobby Altuff. Yeah. I don't know. Bobby Altuff's fine. I got no problem.
Be Bobby Altuff.
All right. I'm not talking
with Santino on Bobby, by dude. The way.
Also, just, so good. That's a comedian. A comedian will handle it.
Yeah.
Comedian will handle it. I'm not talking about interpersonal blocking.
Right.
Because that's different. Because sometimes I don't need to see that person. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be good for my mental health. We have a personal relationship. Mm-hmm. That's different. I'm talking about celebrities blocking non-celebrities and non-celebrities bragging.
Yeah.
I don't even want to say ick because I can't stand that word. Mm-hmm. But anybody making, so-and-so blocked me now, it's the height of embarrassment.
Yeah, it's a tough look.
It's a tough
look. It's the bottom of the barrel on social.
It is really. I made a reel with a green screen reel of so-and-so. That's an L.
It is.
That's an L.
Hold it.
That's an L to hold.
Yeah.
This person blocked me. Oh, I must be accurate. All I was doing was asking questions. You weren't. Mm-hmm. That's like, imagine, that's like the lunch table in high school. And you're like, can I sit at this lunch table? And they go, no. And you're like, they didn't let me sit. I would not tell a soul. Mm-hmm. I would not tell a soul.
Yeah. It's like the social media cease and desist.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Disney knows who we are. They sent us a C&D.
Yeah.
And it's like.
Like, no, dude.
Yeah, but you can't do what you're doing anymore.
Yeah.
So like.
What are you doing?
That's bad, right?
What are you going to do now?
Bad?
Yeah. And I don't block. I mean, I have nobody that I know personally is blocked. These are all people that have like bullied me.
Just random.
That are just in my comments, like trash posting, like responding to everybody.
Yeah.
I go, get out of here.
Yeah.
So when you block someone, they aren't allowed to comment or like engage with any.
No, they don't even see you. They don't even see you.
What if you just unfollow them?
Well, they can. That doesn't matter. Yeah, I don't. Okay. Yeah, they can get on my page. My page is public. So if your page isn't public, then come on there and just do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And I go, well, I built this house, the fan or the page.
It was my community.
Yeah. What do you mean you deserve to be here? No, you don't.
Yeah. What?
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would block so many people if I was you, dude.
Not everybody's nice now, but there was like a phase, but they were like, I was like, they can't do this. Wait, doesn't that mean you can't do it anymore?
That's what it is. It's like, okay, so
you're gone, dude.
So all the time that you spend doing that, usually.
What are you going to do now?
Where are you putting that?
He blocked me. Yeah, well, that's not good. Right. And then it was somebody that's like blocked by somebody, and then they're like, hey, at so-and-so, just make sure you saw this because you're blocked by us.
The same people who would probably like do it in person and get punched in the face by you and be like, dude, but John punched me in the face once.
Yeah. Like,
and
you're like, they're in your face screaming at you, begging you to punch them.
That's like, that's so annoying. You're annoying. Blocked. That's what this is.
I got blocked by
whoever.
Yeah. Because you were trashing all their players on and then they blocked you.
Yeah.
You can't do that. Welcome to the internet. Mm. Gosh, but I have like nobody blocked. I would probably say 100 people.
That's pretty good considering how big your audience is.
Millions. Yeah. If that.
Yeah.
Oh, this week's episode brought to you by Henson Shaving, baby. Get in there. I got one on my countertop right now, baby. So do you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude.
Henson Shaving is where it's at. This sleek, this little razor. Get in where you fit it. Actually, sometimes they don't. Ooh. When I get my hair cut, They do the beard trim, but sometimes they don't do it down here. But they line it up.
Yep.
So then I got to go in tight.
Which is probably better, because if they don't have the Henson razor.
Nah, let me do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get out of the way.
Y'all do the rest.
Yes.
I'll take it from here.
Yes.
Henson Shaving is a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS and Mars rover. And now they're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience. Baby razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more the wobble, baby. Wobble, baby. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shape isn't, listen to this, a blade problem. It's an extension problem. Henson Shaving, precision by using aerospace-grade CNC machines. Henson makes metal razors that extend 0.0013 inches, which is less than the thickness of a human hair. Dead serious. You pick up this thing, you can't even tell there's a razor on there.
Seriously, it's like, crazy looking.
How does it work?
Yeah.
Yeah. Clog-free design, best razor in the business, and affordable, baby. The Henson razor works with standard dual-edge blades to give you that old-school shave with the benefits of the new-school tech. Cats keep it jumping like kangaroos. You know what that is? You probably don't know.
No, I don't
old
know that one.
Play is the new school fool. It's an Outkast song.
Nice.
Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Yeah. Do this if you live in Portland, because you can't get to those blades if you work at CVS. Why was that necessary? That is not endorsed by Henson Shaving. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that lasts you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/net positive and pick the razor for you and use the code net positive. You get 2 years worth of free blades and a free razor. hensonshaving.com/net positive and use the code net positive or hit the link in the episode description below. Oh, our good buddies over at Manscaped. 2024 is the year to get scaped up, baby. It's time for a New Year's resolution. Check in. Oh, with Manscaped, baby, it's never too late to level up your grooming game and keep yourself tame. Manscaped's new Lawnmower 5.0. That's the one I got. Ultra. Every man's cheat code to look good, feel good, and turn the page on confidence this year. Dude, I'm 40, bro. I'm 40. I need it.
Bro. You put the man in Manscaped.
I put the man in Scaped, baby. Whether you're going for a trimmer, that clean shave look, the trimmer has you covered, trusted by over 10 million men. Now, I'm one of them, baby. Now it's your time to get a grip on your grooming with your with this exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com. Use the code NETPOSITIVE for 20% off plus free shipping. Oh, get it all. Get the whole setup, baby. We got the Performance Package 5.0, the lawnmower, ear and nose trimmer, crop soother, aftershave. We got preserver, deodorant. Boom. Get it all, baby. 20% off for free shipping with the code NETPOSITIVE at manscaped.com. Get in where you fit in, baby. Embrace a new you and definitely embrace a new trimmer courtesy of Manscaped, or hit the link in the episode description below. Listen, this could be doomsday for a lot of our followers.
Yeah.
And we are here to help you navigate through. What percent of our followers do you think have TikTok?
We skew a little older.
We do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm 40 now, dude.
Yep. But yeah. I would guess probably.
What's our demographic?
It's like we really hit hard in like 28 to 35.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's younger than me.
Younger than you, but for, in terms of TikTok users. I think probably, I would still say the majority. Still say 65%. We're not like
Caller Daddy or something. They probably have everybody.
Right.
65?
I'd say 65%.
I'd say 70. That have TikTok.
How's it going? Yeah, a whole 5%, dude.
There's no shade of me over 5%. That's crazy. No,
I was going to say 85.
I go 90. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You say 90% of our followers have TikTok?
Yeah.
Okay.
At least.
Okay.
But it might be zero.
Soon.
Next week, it might be zero. Yeah. TikTok could be shutting down.
What's going on?
And we've heard this before.
We have heard this before.
Yeah, I feel like we've heard this before. I do enjoy watching, speaking of the TikTokers, I was with them all yesterday.
Right.
I do enjoy watching that panic.
Shutdown.
I like it. A lot of the internet panics, I do enjoy following them. Remember when hey, everybody turn on your notifications or you're never going to see me again?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the same. That's the you blocked me energy.
Nice.
It's the same person.
That was fun.
Remember that?
Yeah.
everybody was like making real, please, 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 please. I go, how bad do you need this?
Yeah.
Like, I like all of them. I like doing, but I think what going to rehab and COVID, it was like, we don't need any of this. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about like, we couldn't tour. I was like, I can't live without touring. I did.
Yep.
I can't live without the internet.
Yeah.
I did. And it was just fine. Arguably better.
Which app is your favorite to scroll? Not to post scroll, on, to scroll on.
TikTok.
Yeah.
For sure.
By far, right?
Yeah.
It's the greatest.
Because I don't really get to reels. I don't like a scroll reels. Do you scroll the reels feed?
I don't scroll reels.
I don't either. Mm-mm, I go to see them in my feed, but I follow. Yeah. Follow, please. Turn on your notifications, please. You're never going to see me.
Instagram is where I keep up with people.
Yeah.
TikTok is where I just am watching content.
Seeing what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great app.
Yeah.
It's a great app. Yeah.
It just spoon feeds you. We've said it on here. It's your scrolly spirit.
Scrolly spirit.
It's just giving you exactly what you need.
Listen to the scrolly spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh.
No, taking you where you need to go.
Did you come up with that?
Yeah.
Scrolly spirit.
It's one of my favorites. Yeah.
Yeah. And but TikTok, they've threatened to ban it before.
Yeah.
And my, all right. I think, remember when the, the golf, I'm like a big golf fan. Love watching golf.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And golf, with the Live, they came in and they kind of splintered it. And it's like, golf will never be the same. And like, what if we didn't have the Masters?
Right. What if we didn't?
What if we didn't?
Yeah.
What if the best music festival that I grew up going to every year in Atlanta Fest, and they were like, hey, we don't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And life went on.
Yeah.
All of it. And I think giving all the stuff up or having gone without all the stuff, I mean, you'd be just fine. But I like to watch people melt down.
It's been crazy too, because the Senators are doing their thing and they don't know what they're talking about per usual.
No idea.
Like,
no idea.
Yeah.
All right. You want to? All right. So TikTok is in essence being threatened to be shut down. Let's watch the this example. This is one TikToker that I had a good chuckle at. He's like at a press conference. I don't know where he is.
This app is so much more than just an app for dumb TikTok dances. So when I hear these elected officials literally mock and make fun of TikTok and its creators, I'm disgusted.
The message that I really want to get home.
That's all. That's all you wanted to do. You're the worst, dude.
He said three words and you laughed at him.
Dude. Okay. Okay. Okay, hold on, hold on, hold on. No, first of all, this is not the movie 300.
Yeah.
We are not, this is not the Roman Empire. We're not going to war.
Mm-hmm.
This is like, he's like it's inspiring men to like leave their families to go to battle. Yeah. Let's watch it again.
Okay. All right, run it back. Here we go.
This is like the scene of Braveheart
from the top.
This app is so much more than just an app for dumb TikTok dances. So when I hear these elected officials literally mock and make fun of TikTok and its creators, I'm disgusted.
Okay. He's got a point on the second part.
Absolutely.
Got a point there.
For sure.
Yeah.
He just started in a spoken word cadence. That
he started. He started in like a William Wallace cadence and on the verge of tears, which... Let's back that up. I'm on his side 100%.
Same.
When he's talking about, not the tears, and not the, it's so much more than dances. It's a little more than dances.
It's more than dances.
Yeah,
I'll give him that. It is true.
It is the livelihood for a lot of people.
Yes.
And you're talking about, you can't close the border. You can't do any of the other stuff. And this is where you're going to plant your feet is crazy.
Yes.
I'm 100% on his side there.
Agreed.
But people having full meltdowns, James Charles had a full meltdown and it was spectacular.
Which is crazy because James is making money in so many ways.
In the most ways.
Like James could lose TikTok and be fine.
Yeah. Everybody could lose TikTok and be fine. I would be concerned if we lost TikTok that all these people are going to have to go out now.
Yeah.
And now we don't need that.
But you don't have to see him in the tent at the race anymore.
Yeah, we don't.
So that's kind of nice.
We were in a suite, dude. We're not in a tent.
Sorry, excuse me. Pardon me.
If somebody, how much would you like? Would you like petition to defend TikTok?
Like, to what lengths would I go?
Would you like fly to like Washington D.C.?
No,
to like go to like a like TikTok's version of January 6th. Imagine TikTokers having their January 6th. Like they're on the like steps the Boston of the Capitol going live. Yeah.
Never, dude.
Walking Never in unison. Then the, oh god,
TikTok dancing so, up yeah. whatever the street is up TikTokers Pennsylvania Avenue.
Where did they go? Would TikTok just try to go in the Capitol?
Who's leading that revolution?
To defend it?
To defend
everybody.
It.
It's, like, yeah, it just seems yeah. like a mass effort well, by
the,
everybody.
The problem is it's the only platform to have the debate is TikTok. Yeah. So if they ban it, I mean, what I get on board with of banning the TikTok is, yeah, you're just going to give more power to the other companies.
Right.
And that's what I don't like.
Right.
You're going to give it all to Meta.
Yes.
You're going to give it all to whatever his name is.
I'm waiting for
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah. I'm waiting for it to get to a point where it is like inevitable that it's going to be dead.
Yeah.
And then I'm waiting for somebody like YouTube to swoop in.
Yeah.
Google and just be like, yeah. hey, actually, we'll take it. Thanks. Yeah. We're going to buy it for the low right now and we'll yeah. keep it and we'll be the saviors and we'll keep you guys in here.
Yeah.
And then they take all the data. And like you said, the big get bigger.
Yeah. The big get bigger.
Yep.
And it's if you go, what could you imagine? I mean, losing TikTok. First of all, have you seen the guy from China who is like the guy that's like been the leader of it?
He's the ByteDance guy, right?
Yeah.
ByteDance is TikTok.
He speaks in a way that makes the most sense. He makes yes. the most sense.
He's the only one in the room who understands what it is.
What it is. And we got freaking Nancy Pelosi. Do you have that clip?
Yeah, I sure do,
Nancy
John.
Nancy Pelosi. Okay, first of all.
Yeah, before we go.
What's Nancy Pelosi doing?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I Thank thought
you.
She was out.
Thank Same. You.
Why? What? This is the most, and I love this country.
Yeah.
I love this country. I'll go to bat for this country. I was going to make a January 6th joke. I'd defend this country maybe close to death.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'd stand for this country. This is an L.
Yeah.
For the United States.
This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe.
She got cut off there, too. The last line is, a winner.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. She goes, tic-tac-toe, a winner, with this hand motion. A winner.
Who's writing this?
Not Nancy.
Hey, Nancy, quick question. What is it? They're like, what? So how does it work? Like, remember in the last congressional thing, they asked how do you make money from it?
Yeah, that's the famous one where they asked Zuckerberg, how do you make money? And he said, Senator, we sell ads.
Yeah, what? What?
Yeah.
I mean, Nancy Pelosi would have to tries to zoom in on, I mean.
If you gave Nancy Pelosi 10 minutes on phone. TikTok, she would either fall madly in love with it and be obsessed or have a stroke and die. That's one of what the
two.
Would happen.
Yes. One of the two. And yeah. I don't know which.
Right.
And I don't know which one I'd want.
Right.
I mean, you know, the,
that's tough.
I got no problem with Nancy Pelosi. You know, the, plus two for the very yeah. subtle.
Nice.
You know, that Hillary Clinton were in Iowa.
Yes.
Have you ever seen that?
Yes.
What is it? She goes, were, it was on, Snapchat. Somebody was like, yeah, go to Hillary Clinton's Snapchat. Iowa or something like that. Like she, what was the clip? Like she was trying to like somebody in her, go to videos. It's probably right there. Some of one of her, where and I, there it is. No, it's not it.
Mm-mm.
It's maybe not Iowa. Delete Iowa. Yeah. Hillary sent Snapchat.
It was definitely Snapchat.
Yes. For sure. Maybe it wasn't. We're in Iowa or maybe, I don't know what it was. Maybe it's what was that other one? That was the 6 second videos.
Vine.
Maybe it was Vine. No way. It was that long ago.
No, I don't know.
We're in a Hillary Clinton video. There it is. We're just chilling in Cedar Rapids. I know it's close.
I'm just chilling in Cedar Rapids.
Legend, dude. Legendary.
Is it 6 seconds?
Dude, the
pause. No.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
dude,
it's
the
Vine.
Pause. The
more like Chillery Clinton.
You know the millennial pause, right?
No.
The millennial pause is when the recording starts and you don't start speaking right away. You wait a second.
Oh yeah.
And then
yeah,
you start
the millennial
talking.
Pause. Yeah. Yeah, that's what this is.
That's it. It's the longest millennial pause of all time.
Run it back, dude.
I'm just chilling in Cedar Rapids.
Cedar Rapids, you know? It's like, hey, we need to get some, like, we need to get some votes. We need to get some votes in Cedar Rapids. We're just chilling in Cedar Rapids.
Some young votes. We need to be in touch with the young crowd.
That is absolutely. I think when the left fights with the right, I go, this is not good for, if you loved this country, this is an L for all of us. That is an absolute L.
It's a tough look.
And Nancy Pelosi is an L for all of us.
Yes.
Because she doesn't know what it is.
No.
And the other guy, the Chinese guy, runs circles around her.
He's so smart.
So smart.
That guy. He knows what he's doing.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
And he explains it. And he's even going like, hey, and everybody's like, vote for this guy for president. I was like,
he's
okay.
Great. Yeah. Whoa.
Slow down with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like the fury and the terror of the TikTokers being banned. I enjoy watching, but also I don't want to give all the power to Mark Zuckerberg. That's definitely what we shouldn't do. And I don't.
Who would you rather have there?
That's what I'm saying.
The devil's advocate question would be,
who's going to buy it?
Would you rather have Mark Zuckerberg have all the control, or would you rather have the dictator of China have all the control?
But it's not all the control. Yeah. Like for me, that's the whole reason why we need to let it stand. If you're worried about privacy and whatever, cool, let's bring the data to the US. Great. Because I'm with that for national security purposes. But like, if you take away one of the biggest apps, the fastest growing app in the last 5 years, if you take that away, that gives more powers to, like, that brings us closer to a social media dictatorship type thing that you're talking about.
Totally. Where it's only one.
Everybody is there a reason that they would take TikTok away other than security? That's like the primary thing.
And the thing is it's a national security threat.
Yeah.
That's the only reason that I would be like.
Which is crazy, dude. I'm starting to sound like one of the TikTokers. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. If you're worried about national security, you're like, what about the fentanyl?
Yeah.
What about the border?
Yeah.
That's why everybody's so upset. Mm-hmm. And I defend them there.
Same.
That's crazy.
I would have a noticeable void in my life if TikTok was gone.
Yeah.
Just professionally. I enjoy TikTok.
So do I.
Big time.
A big time. But this is the way to have this conversation is reasonably.
You don't
not
think,
like not screaming like, the TikTok January 6th version of, we need it. Yeah. I would say you do love it, and it is. Does it border on addiction for some people? Maybe, but if you took it away, you would survive.
Yeah,
and you would be fine,
just fine.
Dude, have you thought about starting up reading?
No,
reading books.
That'd be
a really cool replacement.
What are books? Is that a new app?
What do you do with those? Reading books, you'd be fine.
Yeah, delete that.
Go back to
nice to plug.
Drop. Dude. Go back to living like the Amish, playing shuffleboard and volleyball.
Yeah, the thing is though, no.
Nah, okay, yeah.
I just don't want to do that.
You got to reset your floor for excitement.
Yeah, probably.
If they took away everything, what was the date of this? March. It probably been March the 10th. Maybe about 5 years ago today. I was in rehab for 45 days. Didn't even have a newspaper, and they dropped me back off at the airport and go, "Good luck with this, dude." And this had also been off for 45 days.
They might as well have dropped you under a bridge with a syringe.
Dude.
And just been like, here you go. Dude.
I mean, dude, I walked through the airport. I took, because Lydia had a layover in Phoenix. And I was like, that's the airport.
Mm.
That's the airport that I was in, that I had the greatest high of all time.
Yeah.
Of all time.
Just dove right back in head first.
No, I didn't even get on any. I didn't even have any socials. I just had texts.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
I didn't have my phone for 45 days. You ever gone to like a movie for like an hour and 20 minutes and you're like, what is on there?
I bet you that had to feel amazing.
Oh my gosh, dude. I was
not having your phone part. Like being.
Oh,
like,
yeah. It was unbelievable.
Like the full reset.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, Alex. A full reset.
Yeah. But that relapse, though.
Yeah.
That relapse though, man.
I'm feeling it right now.
I know, I'm sorry, I'm triggering you. Trigger warning.
I mean, it was just like
I can only imagine, dude, the notifications.
And if I had socials,
mm-hmm.
because you go without, anytime you go on like a fast, right? Or you go, you are doing it with the assumption of returning to it
mm-hmm.
at some point, right? Whether that's I'm going without sugar, I'm going without caffeine, I'm going without alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
But in a week, a month, whenever, I'm going back.
Was that you who said the, why are you counting?
Why are you
counting? Like, why are you counting your days? Was that you who said that?
Maybe.
I heard somebody recently make
no,
the point.
No, that wasn't me, not me, no.
I heard somebody make, maybe I saw it on TikTok then.
Yeah.
I heard somebody make the point of like, oh, so you're, you know, 150 days sober.
Yeah.
Why are you counting? Do you plan on going back?
Yeah.
And I was like, dang, I've never heard that perspective
why
before.
Why are you counting?
Why are you counting? Why aren't you just, I'm sober forever? Yeah.
Because if you go back, then the problem with the relapse is that all, oh, well, you're back to day one.
Right.
None of those days counted.
Right.
You were 5 years.
Right.
Those days.
One day in 5 years. Fantastic.
Yeah. You're down one day. Mm-hmm. You're not down. You didn't lose 5 years of sobriety.
Right. It was an interesting take.
That was not me that said that.
Okay.
Why are you counting?
Why are you counting?
Talking about sobriety.
Yeah.
Why are you counting?
Yeah.
And this... I don't count my, I mean, I guess every now and then I say I'm been sober for almost, we're coming up on, well, 4.5 years.
It's amazing.
But I don't
I feel like there's a big difference between like, you seem to
I don't count.
Measure
yeah, I don't
in
count.
Like large chunks
yeah.
versus like waking up and being like, it's my 175th day.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that have the counters and they get the chips. That is
important. Yeah, and I could argue that side as well. Yeah, like yeah, that is important, side, and certain yeah. people need that for sure. I just thought it was an interesting take.
I'm 150 days sober, as if you relapse and then you're zero,
or as if you plan on like if you know you're counting for the rest of your days, then why count at
don't
all?
Don't count. Hmm. Yeah, he's like, how old are you?
Yeah,
well, I don't know. I'm not planning on dying anytime, so I just
I don't think that's the same. Yeah. Thing.
How many days old are you? I don't know. I just keep going.
40 this week, bro.
40 today, dude. Listen, I'm going to have some advice for people coming to start next week.
How do you switch up? Now you turn 40. How do things change for you?
I immediately get to look down on people, so that's nice.
Okay.
Well, you know, a lot of my jokes it starts to be like, dude, my like, you see over time, you start of like, my parents this, and then you're just like, kids these, you like, it switches to like talking about like you're talking about people older than you.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're like talking about people younger than you.
Yeah.
It just like slowly go. And if I was 40 and making like youth Wednesday night youth group be like, they'd be like, dude.
Like, you haven't been in a youth group in 20 years.
You gotta retire this bit, dude. You gotta retire this bit. But yeah, I've started talking about aging. That's what I'll do my whole act. I'm 40 now. I had a hair growing out of my ear or whatever that is.
Nice.
It stops growing here and starts growing here.
Nice, like, dude. Yeah.
I've heard that joke 1,000 times.
Yep.
And I don't want to hear it one more time
mm-hmm.
ever. But speaking of, you want to get to, we'll get to this one topic.
Yeah. A little bit of a serious one.
Yeah. If you're not in Nashville. Okay. Well, this is kind of goes
it's
on
going
the same.
National now. It was in the New York Post this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. If you're not in Nashville, so we had obviously we talk about the bars here on Broadway a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
There was was this last weekend?
2 weekends ago.
2 weekends ago. There was a guy that was at a bar, got kicked out of Luke Bryan's, and then he disappeared.
Yeah.
Which is like, he disappeared down by, and his phone was last pinged down by the river. There's a river that literally runs right through downtown Nashville.
Yep.
And his phone is last pinged down by the river. And speaking of TikTok, go to the other one first.
Sure.
Go to the, so that there's a million, I've been the most annoyed by this because my girlfriend works in the news,
mm-hmm.
right? So she works for the news, and so they have interviews, press conferences, and all kind of like investigators figuring out what's going on here, right?
Yeah.
They ping the cell phone tower. They got that information going back and forth, finding all, and then you, in essence, log into the evening news and figure out the updates.
Yep.
Okay. That being said, now there's so many, maybe it's because of murder mystery documentaries.
I think that's a fair take.
You
yeah.
think?
Yeah.
There's 1,000 like armchair detectives.
Yes.
On TikTok. Listen, if we ban TikTok, we're going to lose out on all this information.
Yeah, for sure.
So All right. So in essence, they put out the public information and then everybody is jumping on TikTok and saying what they think. And these are like people that are like investigators.
Yeah.
Let's watch this one. Just so you can get a general idea. This is a girl that is, I don't think it's unfair to say that has her lips done. And that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean anything, but that's going to help
for the audio. Audience.
Yeah. For the audio. That's going to help you. And she's down on Broadway.
Yep.
And she's, I guess giving her side of it. Here we go.
Yeah. And I don't think she gives a ton of context too. So 22-year-old University of Missouri student Riley Strain was in town for a fraternity event.
Yeah.
Went missing after being on Broadway with his friends.
There you go. Fair.
We have new information from the Riley Strain case. He was actually escorted out the front entrance on Broadway Street at Luke Bryan's bar.
It's not Broadway Street.
Right.
Nobody calls it Broadway Street.
Not from here.
Is it Broadway Street?
Broadway Street?
It's Broadway.
Right.
We're going to Broadway.
Is it street? It's just Broadway, right?
Is it? It doesn't matter. Yeah, maybe if it is Broadway Street, no one that's ever been there calls it Broadway Street.
No.
It might be Broadway Street.
I don't think it is.
That's crazy, dude. So this person has no idea. This doesn't live in Nashville.
Right.
Has no idea. But this the algorithm is putting this everywhere.
Right.
At least I've seen it everywhere. So all I do is scroll and I see this.
And she's outside on Broadway. Right?
She's out on Broadway. Yeah. Talking about what she thinks happened. Keep going.
Instead of the alley, which originally we had thought. Riley also was served one alcoholic beverage.
He was kicked out the front door instead of the alley, like we had thought. Who thought? TikTok.
Right.
Where did you get that information?
Mm-hmm.
It was not verified information. You know how like on the news they have to say like allegedly.
Yes.
Or like, because if you say the wrong information, you get sued.
Right.
This person committed, if you use the wrong adjective, you get sued.
Mm-hmm.
So everything has to go through 1,000 checks before you see it. Not the case on TikTok.
Right.
Say whatever you want. Say, I saw Riley Strain last night. I was hanging out with him. You can. Okay, so.
Are you arguing to ban TikTok?
No. Well, listen to this. This is why. So all week I'm going, I'm so sick of the armchair detectives.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me so, because it's wrong information. You're just trying to get on here to get views and clout. Just say that and it's fine. You're like, I'm the updates on the Riley. I go, who is this guy? How do we know him? And he's just like, what information do you have? And he goes, I Facebook messaged one of Riley's fraternity brothers and he told me they were at Jason Aldean's. I go, what? Okay.
Yeah. All right. Reputable source.
Okay.
Frat bro one.
So I'm.
That's who has the facts.
That's who it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us more. And I get, anyway, so I'm going off on this tangent all week and then pull up this other article.
Sure.
This other article comes out yesterday. Let me read you the headline. TikTokers find Riley Strain's bank card in the river embankment.
Wild.
No, they didn't.
No, they did.
No, they did.
But I'm assuming it's the police who found it.
No,
just
no,
billion no. TikTokers.
It's TikTokers.
No
that's
way.
Why I thought the same as you. I go, what an absolute gigantic L. For the police.
A woman says she and her friend, who both regularly post on TikTok, came across the card while searching for Riley. Quote, it's a start. It's a lead. It's something that I hope leads to more answers.
What?
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, dude.
I'm going to lose my mind. That's the greatest L for the law enforcement of all time.
Yeah.
Of all time. What are you doing?
I also had this thought yesterday, like, it was on the embankment where his phone was last pinged.
Yeah.
And it had been like 10 days.
Yeah.
And they found his bank card.
Yeah.
Hey, find that bank card after 2 days.
Find that bank card next day.
Yeah, how did it take that long?
And they didn't even find it. A TikToker.
Oh, my.
How is that? Dude, how is that not? I mean, dude, if I was the police and you have to have a news conference about this,
mm-hmm.
I would retire.
Yeah,
I would resign.
This is what pours gasoline on the fire that is TikTok conspiracists.
Yes.
Like that's this is ammo for that.
The most ammo.
Y'all didn't find it. We did. We're making changes and we're making a difference. What are you doing? It's your job.
I'm
working my 9 to 5. I'm paying taxes to fund your operation to find these things out. And then I'm doing your job.
I don't even know this kid. I'm just a TikToker.
Yep.
That's like, dude, if you were like,
wow,
like a, I'm trying to think of examples. There's probably 100 of them. That's like a guy that doesn't play basketball, like sitting on the court side and like, we need another player, comes in and scores 40.
Yeah.
Everybody retire. Mm-hmm. Everybody quit.
Yeah.
That's like a golfer. You're like, and this guy goes, he somehow got a sponsor's exemption because of the company he worked at. To play in the Waste Management Open, he's the CEO's son, and wins.
Yeah.
That's so embarrassing for every golfer.
Yeah.
At minimum, you gotta put these people on contract as like contracted investigators. They have to be.
Yeah.
They're doing your job better than you are as hobbyists.
At just chilling.
Yep.
That's what, dude.
And it doesn't seem like it should have been that hard of a thing to discover.
No. Now, all right, first of all, I have 1,000 issues with this. Why isn't it police? Why isn't that blocked off?
The river.
That part.
Yes.
They didn't go. They're not 2 miles away. They're where his phone was last. So he went in the river there. They're on the river bank.
Yeah, it's 100 yards from Broadway. It's right there.
I cannot believe it. And maybe this is not true. That's like Andrew said. But it's true.
This was posted.
They were on TikTok Live.
This was posted yesterday morning. I haven't seen anybody rescind it at all or come back and amend it and be like, no, actually, that isn't what happened. They found it on day 9.
Now,
what?
To defend the police.
Go ahead,
if you've
dude.
You've seen this embankment that this was found.
Yeah.
There's trash everywhere. There's homeless people like living on the side of this hill. It's like trees.
It's like straight down.
It's not like it was just like dirt. And look, there's just one. Yeah. Like it was probably buried in a bunch of other stuff, potentially, maybe.
But how did two TikTok girls get down there, dude? It's not for them either.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I have two problems with it. How do they have access to the area?
Yeah.
Like you're saying. And then how are they the ones finding it?
On live. They found it live.
Oh my gosh. Imagine being tuned in for that live. By the way, that's another reason we need TikTok. TikTok Live is crazy.
Dude, we got to have it. That's insane. I mean, that's like
sad, is what it is.
It is. That it's. I don't know how you have a news conference. If I don't want to go on it, but nobody, I'm 40.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing in stand-up comedy. I'll be the first person that I do not know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm looking for like, walking around looking for like, inspiration for like jokes. I write stuff down. I'm going to go to open mic night tonight to like try stuff. I like if a comedian, and this is what I do, mm-hmm. this is what I do for a living. If another comedian goes, can you help me? I don't know what I'm doing. I'm guessing too.
Sure.
I have no idea. When I was young, I thought a 40-year-old knew. Mm. We were at the TikTok suite. I was like, how come there's no adults here? No, but this goes to show you, no one knows.
No.
Nobody knows what they're doing.
No.
At anything. Mm-mm. Not in this country.
No. You get small glimpses of feeling like you know what you're doing. Yeah. But the majority of the time, you're just like, I don't know.
Nobody knows. Mm-mm. That's my first takeaway of turning 40. Nobody knows.
Cool.
Now, you have some things that have worked for you in podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
They go in general, but we're figuring this out as we go.
Oh, for sure.
You've been doing podcasting for forever.
Yeah.
I've been a stand-up comic for 15 years.
Yep.
Wow. Have I? No, it's a 20. No, that's not true. I was not even
12, 13.
Yeah. Close. Something like that.
Yeah.
I have no idea what I'm doing,
mm-hmm.
but you go to the show and that looks pretty polished.
Yep.
It does look like a production.
Yeah.
But did nobody like ask somebody how to use, like, ask, I remember like having like a social media guy that like I hired to do social media. And I was like, hey, can you like post? I gave him my phone to like post, and I could see he didn't know what he was doing. I go, oh, you, I go, should I post a reel or on the feed or something? He goes, what? I go, oh, you're like my social media guy. Your agent, your manager, your real estate agent. No one knows what they're doing.
For sure.
They don't. Mm-hmm. And that's beautiful to finally, there's like used to be guys that like are experts, but you can teach anyone else's job for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Gosh, dude.
It's wild.
It is truly wild that some like, hey, you're like, these are the people in charge of this city. Mm-hmm. How is it operating?
Yeah. Hmm.
I mean, that should be terrifying.
Yeah. I mean, this is them finding this clue is the equivalent of you being like, hey, come on the road with me and come do a set.
Yeah.
And I've never done any minutes on stage ovation. And I crush for 60 minutes. You'd be like,
oh, for 60 minutes also.
You'd be like,
oh, I don't do this anymore.
Yeah. 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 I work for Alex now.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on your show.
Yeah.
No one knows.
You just be like, what are you talking about?
This is also the biggest development in this entire missing
in 9 days.
Case.
Right.
In 9 days.
Yeah. There's nothing else.
I mean, I sent it to Lydia. I go, she goes, I know.
It's the only development.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. This is it.
This is it.
Imagine the vibe in the room with, you know, the lead, whoever's got running point on the case.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the detectives, all the officers. Hey guys. So we have new evidence this morning.
Can we, everybody meet in the conference room? Cause the guy that's doing the meeting, he doesn't go out in the field.
Right.
Hey guys, what's going on? Yeah. Kylie and Brooke found his credit card.
Kylie 615-420-XO found this.
And she called the police. Don't call the police. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. We should call Kylie.
Yes, call her. That's like everybody, you know, like in other countries that they're like, oh, like they just have like their own security and their own doctors.
Yep.
Because they're like, they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine.
We're probably headed that way too, by the way.
Yeah.
On 100%. On security and on 100%. Medical.
No, everybody, imagine the police not doing anything, finding this and then calling them. Mm-hmm. That's calling the people that have already waved the flag and said they don't know what they're doing.
We've also seen like how, especially with, you brought up the true crime thing earlier, how many documentaries have happened
because
social media. People go and like Reddit specifically will go and find out all these extra clues after the police have already closed the case.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, oh, well, we're forced now to reopen it. And also it's so interesting. Let's create a doc about this.
Yep.
And then also it gets solved.
That's what happened to Up and Vanished.
Yes.
It's the biggest podcast. It was, I forgot how it started. He was like an amateur, like filmmaker.
Yeah.
And somebody sent him something and he just posted. And then it was a Reddit. It wasn't even Reddit thread. It was like a blog. Mm-hmm. And he was like, hey, I suggest you keep your mouth shut about this. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Yep.
Guess we got one. But yeah, I just watched the American Horror Story or whatever it is. That it's the same type of thing that the police were like, you assume if you, we've had like stalkers and stuff come to the house.
Yeah.
And that we have like a cease and desist or like restraining orders or whatever. Like you assume, oh, they got it. Mm-hmm. They're like monitoring it.
Right.
I go, no, they're not.
No.
And this girl lives in another city. And I go, send the police. They got stuff to do.
Yeah.
I go, I'm going to call one of my buddies. When we were going to a city that the person that is legally not allowed to contact me. And they were like, we're going to hire all these cops, right? Because you can hire cops to be like, we're going to hire a private security to be like block the doors, like be between the tour bus to monitor the entrance to the venue to be in the lobby. I go, or I got a buddy named Chase that lives in that city. I'll pay him $300 to sit in front of her house.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if she leaves, let us know.
Yeah, let's play offense.
Yeah, I feel
that's what that is. We're not going to sit back in this zone defense at the club.
And cost ourselves thousands of dollars, by the way.
Yeah, full court press.
But led by me.
Yeah.
That's like sounds like some kind of like, I don't think you're allowed to do that.
What?
I don't think you're allowed to sit outside someone's house. Are you?
For sure you are.
I mean, I think you can.
Yeah.
For a night?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, you can. We're not sitting on the front porch, parked across the street. Yeah. I go, you got my number. Let me know if she leaves the house, dude. Or not even me. I cannot be involved. Yeah. It's probably best. I don't even be involved in it. Call our security.
Yeah.
Call my tour manager.
Yeah.
If she leaves the house, follow her.
Bravo inbound.
And if she comes to the venue, then somebody say, what's up? Like, the idea that let's watch this to close out the podcast. Watch that. Hey, nobody's coming for you. You know that audio? Mm-hmm. It's very popular. It's people make a lot of but no one's coming for you. There it is. Yeah. Quote. It's a video. I think it's that right. Is that right there?
I think so.
Yeah. Gosh. I mean, it's like if you're gonna take anything away from this podcast, take that. It's just so. Nobody's coming for you. No, it's not the government or whatever it is. Is it? Is the internet going slow?
Yeah.
There it is. That's probably what's her name that I made fun of at the beginning. Glennon Doyle.
The bottom line is, no one's coming. No one. No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. Nobody's coming to tell you to apply for that job that you've always dreamt about. Nobody's coming to write the business plan for you. It's up to you. And because you're only ever going to do the things that you feel like doing right now or that feel good right now, unless you understand that you've got to parent yourself, you got to push yourself, you're not going to make your dreams come true. And there's a tremendous amount of liberation that comes when you accept the fact that you're always going to need to give yourself a push.
That's Mel Robbins, for the record.
Mel Robbins. Nobody's coming, dude.
Crushed. No one's coming.
I mean, it's like a different energy that I take away from this podcast.
Yeah.
No one's coming. No, hey, no one's setting your alarm for you.
Mm.
And if you got a boss, it's still up to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's still up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, dude, it's so good, dude.
Well, and all that said, I'm not optimistic, but I hope Riley's okay.
Of course.
If he's not okay, then I hope that the family gets some closure out of this.
Yeah, and let me just say one thing. If I knew him, that security footage is horrific.
It's really sad.
Of watching him being drunk like that. And I think back to a lot of the times that I was drinking and doing that.
For sure.
And I'm thank God that nothing happened to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been on the road in cities I didn't know anybody, mm-hmm. just gone. Terrifying to see that. Number two, if I was a loved one of this kid and I saw that TikTok story, I would be so grateful to them,
mm-hmm.
and so furious at law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. You just feel let down.
Yeah.
Sucks.
And then no one's coming for you. Mm-hmm. No one's like, oh, the cops are on it. I doubt it.
Yeah.
Hey, they're on the, they're working on the potholes. No, they're not. They're not. Hey, Delta, they lost your bag. They're working on it. No, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone. It's up to you to put an air tag in it.
Yep.
That thing is gone. Take some personal responsibility for your life. And I'm going to do it this week. But fact check. We have one fact check for the show. Oh, Justin Timberlake brought out NSYNC.
Yep.
They did be doing that. And it is March the 20th. I'm a little bit late, but I said before Christmas they would announce a tour together, which they have not, but we're moving in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I do owe a lot of people some merch, and we're going to get that fulfilled this week. Good looking out, everybody. This podcast is making me continue going down the prepping, road.
Yeah.
I haven't been gambling.
Okay.
And I've been saving a lot of money on parking. I haven't been paying anything and I've been making a lot of money.
Have you been hit with any, you've been hit with any?
Oh, I got hit with it was like, hey, we noticed that you haven't registered to park in this lot. So go on to this app.
Oh, because the whole city now is all that. It's all auto, like set up in your app. Yeah. It's all prepaid, all that.
And then you can go into stuff. Like you can, the controversy was you can drive into a parking lot and then there's no parking spots and drive out, but they already got you.
Yeah, but the first hour is free. So you get out on it. No problem.
Making a lot of money there.
Good.
And I've been saving it on the gambling. So
good.
Let's go, baby. Net positive. We'll see you next week.
I mean, yeah, sure. It was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.